We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bruce Arthur, the Toronto Star sports columnist, is with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Bruce, we were killing the two stars of the Raptors for no showing late in this game. They both seemed hesitant to shoot. Is that fair or unfair?
Well, yes and no. The thing is, it used to be the reason the Raptors lose in the playoffs beyond an overall lack of talent was their system was a mess. It was all isolation, one-on-one, DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry. And the problem with that is neither of those guys are good enough to carry a team that way. And so the whole system reset this year was pass the ball, move the ball, play the way a lot of NBA teams play when they don't have James Harden or Chris Paul. And it actually had worked really well. Like the two plays that DeMar made at the end of regulation and the end of overtime, both of them, if you think about it, what did LeBron used to get criticized for by the dummies? For his clutch play. They used to say he was too unselfish, right?
Yeah,
he'd make
right,
the pass
yeah.
to the guy, and LeBron would always say, I trust my teammates, it's the right play. And you know what? Time has proven that LeBron was right, and if you empower your teammates, you become a better team. DeMar made the right play on both those plays. Like Fred VanVleet, the shoulder thing is a question. They put him in because he's fearless. He is the toughest kid on that team. Like, he's not winning plaudits around the NBA because he's big and strong and fast. It's because his brain's awesome. And so he got a great look at the first one, and he was a little cold, and he didn't make it. He had a decent look at the second one and nearly went in. Either one of those ones go in, and the Raptors, everything's changed for them.
For sure.
So I think the guy you can look at is Kyle Lowry, who with LeBron on him in the fourth quarter went, I don't want any part of this. Instead of putting LeBron into pick and rolls, making him work, what are we talking about? LeBron being tired? That would have tired him out a little more. So the Raptors, I mean, I don't like using the word choke, but that game was a choke. Because they made enough mistakes in enough areas of the game that you couldn't pick just one that decided the outcome.
Bruce, you know, we got through the Pacers series. It was a grueling series. It was a grind. And, you know, part of us here in Cleveland, some of the fans, including myself, I was looking forward to Toronto because I thought, hey, at least LeBron's in the back of their minds. And he owns a little bit of real estate in some of those players' minds, including Lowry, as you mentioned, and DeRozan. And I wonder where those players' heads are at today after, you know, a game like that where they should have won and the Cavs were off of a seven-game tough series and LeBron was burnt out after game seven, and yet they still couldn't beat the Cavs.
Well, and they say that they're fine. And I will believe them in this way. The Raptors have never gone into a series with LeBron and the Cavaliers thinking they're the better team, because why would you? Because they weren't. And they actually are right now. It's good. Like, I am right there at the front of the line when we want to have the discussion of whether LeBron's the greatest player of all time. I think he very likely is. I think this Cleveland team's a wreck, and especially because Kevin Love. I was watching Kevin Love in the warm-up.
Yeah.
Watch any NBA player in a warm-up, and they make shots at a rate that makes you just go, wow. And Kevin Love was missing shots from everywhere in the warm-up. That thumb is a problem, or his head's a problem, or whatever it is. If you can't beat a Cleveland team where LeBron is tired, he settled for a lot of jump shots last night, boy, and Kevin Love is a mess, then you don't deserve to win the series. Like, this Raptors team is better, and they know they're better, but they got to do it. Like, the failure of that game one was not the concept of how the Raptors play. It wasn't even necessarily the talent that the Raptors have. It was that in the moment, they couldn't live up to that pressure. Like, some of the turnovers in that game were astonishingly dumb and out of character. And that is just not being able to do it in the moment. Some of the shots they missed, same thing. They just, like, I think they went 5-for-23 on open threes. How many teams are you going to beat doing that?
Yeah.
This Raptors team, I really do believe, is better than the Cavs, even though they don't have that special player in the way that Cleveland does. But they're going to play game two in about 28 hours. They're going to have to do it, because if you go down 0-2, I already think if you're playing a LeBron team, no matter who they are, you can't give them an inch. You can't give them life. You can't give J.R. Smith oxygen, and they did that. But if they come out and they play the way they have played all year in game two, then we got a series, and it's going to be real interesting. And so you can talk about how you feel good all you want. You got to actually do it.
We're talking with Bruce Arthur for the Toronto Star. You know, it's funny, Bruce. Yesterday I picked the Cavs to win the series in seven games, and I'm being total prisoner of the moment today after the loss yesterday. I said, oh, it's not going to be seven now. But, you know, and obviously that could change easy with game two. Could start changing that. But I definitely think, you know, while I agree. The Raptors have been the better team all year than the Cavs, no doubt. But as we've talked about, you've got to get over that mental hurdle when you're going to beat Michael Jordan or Bird or Magic or LeBron or Kobe. A team's got to get over that mental hurdle. And right now, after the way it went last night, it's hard to believe they are. They'll have a chance to prove it, but.
Yeah, they got to do it, right? Like, yeah. It really is that, because one thing with this Raptors team, like, look at the way that game started, right? And look at the way they played against Cleveland all year, even in the game where Kyle Lowry basically showed up hungover the day after Villanova won. Like, he showed up at that game, and he wasn't really there. And then the other game where they had 79 at the half, and they didn't win in Cleveland the second night of a back-to-back. Toronto can score on this Cleveland team. Like, forget all the stuff about losing JR and losing Kyle Korver in transition. That shouldn't happen, and that was actually a blatant point of emphasis in the Raptors' game plan, and they still managed to lose them. But they can score on Cleveland all day long. Like, there are matchups all over the floor that if you exploit them correctly, they can do. But you gotta make the shot, right? Like, that Fred VanVleet play, it kind of is a microcosm of the whole game, in that when LeBron found guys, LeBron, he makes other guys feel like Superman. Because he's on your team, and a guy that good trusts you. And honestly, I think that's a huge part of confidence in the NBA, is when a great player trusts you. That's what's happening in Houston right now. When the coach trusts you, you just take the shot and don't worry about it. Toronto, they made a lot of the right plays, but you got to finish the play. And so the Raptors will take Fred VanVleet for a three to win the game 100 times out of 100. DeMar said he will make that play 100 times out of 100. But if you don't make the shot, the teams that are winners, the teams that finish you, make that shot. And they didn't.
We're talking with Bruce Arthur, who joins us from Toronto to break down the Raptors-Cavs matchup. Bruce, the VanVleet thing's interesting. Obviously, that shoulder is bothering him. Do they continue to go back to that well? I mean, you mentioned his toughness and what they look to get out of him. But, you know, do they look at someone more like DeLon Wright, who had that big game against Washington, to get more minutes, or do they go back to VanVleet?
I think they do go back to Fred. Like, it's funny because, again, look at him. He's short. His arms aren't terribly long, which is a pretty big predictor of NBA success for a lot of guys. He's a good shooter, but not like he's not Steph Curry. But he calms everybody down when he's out there. He makes the right play almost always. And actually, that game one, he had a few uncharacteristic mistakes. They'll go back to him. The real question is, how bad is the shoulder? Because he said it's sore. It's going to continue to be sore through the playoffs. I asked him if it affects his shooting motion. He said it's not so much that, is that on the first three, the one at the end of regulation, he'd been sitting for so long that he wasn't in rhythm, and that's a tough shot to make, and he still should have made it. I think they're going to go back to him because DeLon, these guys are two really talented players. Like, you haven't seen the best of what DeLon Wright can do yet by a mile. These guys are both good, but Fred gives them a calm, which in a playoff environment, I think you need. And I think, if anything, you're going to have to live and die with Fred VanVleet, because you could argue he is the third or fourth most important player on this team. It's a crazy thing to say for an undrafted guy out of Wichita State in his second year, but that's who he is.
Bruce, you know, Valanciunas had a great game, but he just dominated Kevin Love, 21 points, 21 rebounds. But what you remember in the end is that he missed like four putbacks in the final minute. You know, if he had made any of those shots, they win, and he's the hero. But he just, as great as he played, he just killed him in that final minute with those easy misses.
Well, not even the final minute, like the fourth quarter. Like, through three quarters, the third quarter was Valanciunas' quarter. And there really isn't anyone on Cleveland who can guard him now, because he's improved enough that he can punish you with his size and his aggressiveness. But as good as Valanciunas has become, he's never been a fourth quarter guy for this team. He has not been a closer for this team. And when did he – they were running a lot of the offense through him in the fourth quarter, putting him in situations that weren't totally comfortable for him. So he missed some layups that ordinarily he makes. And everyone says that about NBA games. But if you're running your offense through JV and that's not something he's used to doing, a lot of that, I think, was because with LeBron on Lowry, Lowry just kind of shrunk. He didn't want to attack LeBron.
Yep.
DeMar wasn't quite – at his height. Like, DeMar made some shots in that fourth quarter, but wasn't getting to the rim, missed some threes. If you're running your offense through JB and he's not used to it, that's a problem. Like, I still think he's a matchup nightmare in some ways in this series for Cleveland. Tristan Thompson got the better of him on the offensive boards here and there. But defensively, Love can't handle him, and it's a pain for him, and neither can Tristan. If you put Jeff Green at center, Jeff Green actually, to me, was an underrated key of that game, because in the second quarter, the work he did against Valanciunas was exceptional. It's what Kevin Love used to do against Valanciunas. So, for the Raptors, they look on the floor and they go, this is a good matchup for us. This is a good matchup for us. There's a lot of Cleveland Cavaliers who are not good defensive players, and they didn't quite finish enough plays to make that worthwhile. That 14-point lead after the first quarter should have been 25 in the second quarter. And to me, as much as anything, that's where the game was lost.
Bruce, do Toronto fans like Drake?
It's a very good question. I'm not plugged into the youth today, even
Smart.
Though I have four children, because my eldest children are eight. He has a huge constituency in Toronto because, I mean, he's an international celebrity and all that. The barking at courtside, I just don't think it elevates your profile
right.
when you are getting in a beef with Kendrick Perkins. And I have all the respect for Kendrick Perkins as a leader and a guy, but I just don't think that makes you look great when you're barking, no one should talk to me like that. That's mm-hmm. this close to saying, do you know who I am? You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
The Drake stuff, I was right there when he was calling out Perk after the game and calling him names and saying, come here, I'm right here in real life. I didn't laugh, but I could have.
Yeah, I don't think he would have said that if his bodyguards weren't there with him.
No, that, you know, in the NBA slam dunk contest where it's the whole hold me back, hold me back?
Yeah, yeah, right.
This was like that, except yeah. it was his own security holding back.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Bruce, what do you think? How do you think the series ends, Bruce?
I really think Toronto comes out and they're better in game two and they win that game, and then we'll see where it goes. I would have said Toronto's going to win this series in six or seven at the beginning. And watching how they played in game one, I wonder if that's not – it already looks like the worst loss in franchise history. It might also be the most significant.
Bruce, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us.
See you guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.